Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Cara Blackmon, B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N. On 11-5-24, Mr. Blackmon performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient has a normal sinus rhythm with frequent premature atrial contractions, period. QRS complexes are normal, T-waves normal, period, compared to a prior study from 5-20-22, there's been no significant change. Perinephragraph impression, premature atrial contractions, otherwise normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 11-5-24, Mr. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-21-24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James King. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 11-5-24, Mr. King performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change in the forced vital capacity, but there was reversibility of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-1-24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe restriction with a minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next is a six-minute walk test on Edwin Almond, A-L-M-O-N-D. This goes to Deb Cobb, C-O-B. BB, FNP. On 11-5-24, Mr. Almond performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. Patient walked 421 meters and desaturated to 83%, period. A paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Veronica Buck. This goes to Jessica Bocook. On 11-5-24, Mrs. Buck performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 442 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Story, S-T-O-R-I-E. On 11-5-24, Mrs. Story performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. It was insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-17-24, there's been no significant change. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. And next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Veronik. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 11-5-24, Mr. Veronik performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-22-24, there's been no change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, six-minute walk test on Ann Terminiello, T-E-R-M-I-N-I-E-L-L-O. This goes to Christina Burton. On 11/5/24, Mrs. Terminiello performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient paused at 1 minute and 32 seconds due to dyspnea and pain in her knees, was able to resume until 3 minutes and 48 seconds. She then resumed again and stopped the study at 5 minutes and 49 seconds due to knee pain and dyspnea, period. Her saturation remained 96% during the study, and she achieved 127 meters new paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bohm, B-O-H-M, and this goes to Dr. Price. On 11/5/24, Mr. Bohm performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/25/24, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.